Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. What is up, my babe? I am so excited to have you back here at the Wind Up Women podcast. And if you could, before we dive into today's content, screenshot this episode right now, right this second, and share it on your Instagram stories so we can share the love of this freaking amazing podcast that we have here and this amazing tribe that we are cultivating. Because, girl, if you love this podcast, I know your mom, your grandma, your sister, your mother, your father, your besties, your coworkers could love this too. So go ahead, share this podcast and tag me on Instagram and I will reshare on my page. But welcome back. Hi, cheers. I am having a polar seltzer vanilla. So damn good. But I want to just tell you, okay, so last night I made a badass drink and I don't know about you, but when it's fall, I love all things pumpkin and cinnamon and apples and all of the things, right? So I was so excited when our local brewery came out with the pumpkin beer, which is my favorite one that they make. So I ran over there and grabbed a 4-pack of their crowlers and I decided to get a little crazy and do a cinnamon sugar maple rim with the pumpkin beer. And girlfriend, you're missing out if you haven't tried it. So go grab your freaking wallet, run down to a brewery or any store and get the pumpkin beer. I did Racket River if you're anywhere that's near me in upstate New York, but there's tons of other pumpkin beers out there, I'm sure. And do a cinnamon maple sugar rim. It will change your life and you won't be upset about it. Anyways, I wanted to come in here today and talk to you about something really exciting that I am doing starting October 1st. So I'm getting ladies set up with this right now so we can be ready and rocking and rolling by October 1st. So what this is a 31-day meditation and movement challenge. So I don't know about you, but I thought I would never be the one that suffered from anxiety or depression or stress or anything like that. I just thought I was like totally fine. I never thought that was going to be me. But ever since having my first panic attack in February and constantly dealing with anxiety since, and even getting like dizzy in social situations and grocery stores and canceling plans because I was so anxious and really having to dial back on caffeine and wine and all the things because that made me anxious. Like I just didn't want to feel this way anymore. And that's why I decided to cultivate this challenge and help other women who might be dealing with anxiety really heal that relationship and also move through that energy as well. So that's why I'm going to incorporate meditations and movement to work on the mind and also move out any negative energy that is inside us and do that together. And why not challenge each other 31 days to make it a habit and really see and commit to ourselves for 31 days and prove to ourselves that we can do that. So what you get in this is meditations virtually. So they're all online. You just press play on your laptop, your phone, your tablet, whatever you're using. Also with the workouts, same thing. It's like the Netflix of workouts. So you get to choose what workouts you like. And also on rest days, you can do some yoga, you can do some stretching, you can go for a walk, and it's just getting movement in every day. And then you also get a 31-day tracker I created where you can either really plan out all the meditations and all the workouts you're going to do for the month ahead and then just check it off the tracker, or you can just cross it off the list each day when it's you get it done, just to keep track and make sure you're getting it done every day. And then also you get the nutrition support, the weekly meal ideas and nutrition hacks for really helping you fuel your body with the proper nutrients it needs to maintain that energy and really fuel your mind, because when you're putting all of the foods inside your body, it helps you become a better person and fuel your mind and fuel your body and just keeping your energy up and your health up, like your immune system, all of the things. So the last thing that you'll be getting is the support group in my coaching. So Facebook group and a chat thread and just one-on-one access to me, and we'll be able to chat and I'll help you work through any, you know, struggles or roadblocks that come your way throughout this challenge. So if you want in on this 31-day challenge, fill out the application in the show notes below and we will chat a little bit more about it. I added in that application a quick 5-minute video to explain a little bit more and just to hear my story about why I started this. So I hope this resonates with you and I can't wait to see you in that challenge and take back control of our mindset and our movement, right? So that's what led me into today's podcast, is really talking about why meditation is so important for us. I was one that always said I would never be able to meditate, and I still do struggle. This is why I'm creating the 31-day challenge, to not only hold me accountable, but help others who might want to do meditations, but they've never been able to stick with it. So this is going to be a great way for us all to do it together. And this is why, because it's not only working on your mental health, but it's also working on your physical health. And I feel like a lot of people don't know that is what meditation can do. There's so many different meditations. And it doesn't have to be like an hour sitting on a pillow in silence. It can be a quick 5-10 minute meditation that you do, and you can work your way up to it. And let's say you're already into meditation or you've already experienced it. You might already know, and you might already be like, dude, Shannon, I know this. Meditation is life-changing. Well, girl, that's what I'm so excited to do it alongside with you. And, you know, we can really help get the word out there that meditation can change our life. So the first thing that I think why meditation is so important, and especially one of the main reasons why I'm doing it, is just really reducing and hopefully removing anxiety from our lives. I've struggled with anxiety. I've had panic attacks. I've been through it. Heart's racing at night when you go to bed, sweaty palms, loss of face control and numbing of the arms, feeling like you're getting dizzy and you want to pass out or puke. So I don't want to live that way anymore. And meditation provides that mental calm, that mental peace. And it provides you the ability to take a stand for yourself and stop letting that mindset trickery take control of you. So that's what I really want to help you and myself take back control and reduce that anxiety. And that's what meditation helps us do. Number two, the thing that I really think is super important is just reconnecting with peace. I feel like for me, going back to my full-time job as a teaching assistant, it's been wild. I've been stressed. And I feel like I'm on the go, 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 go. And I never give myself time to reconnect and just sit still. I feel like we take that for granted. Just being able to sit still in the calm, in the peace. And then meditation helps you connect with peace and people who really do support you and really reflect on what you're doing in life. And does that resonate with you? Does it feel good with you, or does it feel bad for you? Meditation makes you feel like you have already achieved most of the things you should be glad for your life. Meditation removes a feeling of jealousy and judgment and comparison. It helps you reel it back in, right? And reconnect with peace lets you explore what is in front of you and learn from it. The next thing I really do truly believe meditation brings is happiness. Happiness and peace and calm and center and the true knowing that we are okay, that we are safe, that we are doing what we're meant to do. We are enough. therefore our goals and our priorities and everything that we're doing is enough. And it's okay to be happy, and it's okay to be, you know, anxious and stressed and all these things. But when you're able to bring it back down to the, like, the level of just peace and calm, it just shows like, okay, I am safe, I am calm, I am grounded. And meditation helps you just become that calm, nicer person that's not snapping at your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever, or your students. You're not snapping at people. You're not annoyed by people. You're just in that calm flow state, in that inner happiness and inner peace, which is what we all want, right? So the next thing is really just focus. Meditation helps you just refocus and recenter. And yeah, we have these hectic schedules. We are multitasking. And when you do those, when you're saying yes to everything, you're making your schedule even busier and busier and busier, and you're multitasking, your body requires all of those things, like, for you to be focused to actually get those tasks done. But when you're overloading your schedule, that makes it super hard, and you're stressed and you're worried and you're anxious and you're going here, you're going there, and you're like squirrel brain, right? In case you do not get that sufficient food, that sufficient rest, that sufficient energy, all the things, your brain gets so weak and you become ineffective to achieving those goals. So therefore, to be productive, to be able to get the things that you want done, we need to be able to focus and fuel our mind with calm and peace and avoid distractions. And that's what meditation helps you do, to be able to come back to that present moment and just be like, okay, breathe. What do I need to get done today? How does this make me feel? Do I feel good about this situation? Do I feel bad? How is this making me feel? Come back to the present moment and recenter and just focus. And the last thing I wanted to touch on is just how meditation helps you reclaim ownership and get back on your freaking path, right? It helps you recognize that, hey, maybe I've been going down the wrong path lately. Maybe I've been trying to force this friendship, force this, you know, job, force this business opportunity. Maybe it just helps you take a step back and reflect and really see, hey, do I actually like what I'm doing? Do I actually like the people I'm surrounding myself with? Do I like the routine I'm doing? Do I like the workout that I'm doing? Am I feeling good with the nutrition that I'm really involving myself in? It's just helping you take a step out and look inward and be like, okay, what can I get rid of? What can I add in? What feels good and what doesn't feel good? That way I can reclaim my life. I can take ownership of my life and take back control. And that's what meditation helps you do. Be like, okay, what feels good to me right now? What doesn't feel good in my body? And what can I eliminate from my life to help me live a better life? So those are all the things that I am really excited to kind of introduce you to. If you're new to meditation, you've been wanting to get into meditation, you know, there's so many more mental benefits, like providing a calm and peaceful mind, soothes and comforts the inner body, provides more strength and tolerance, and maybe helping you get rid of bad habits, brings clarity, takes away stress and anxiety, controls anger, and increases your energy, provides confidence and personal growth. It also lowers blood pressure, which I found so interesting, reduces tension and aches and pains, provides strength in your immune system and body, slows down the aging process, helps with depression, helps recharge and refocus. Why not meditation? Why not now? So girl, if you are feeling called to this 31-day meditation and movement challenge,
reach out to me. Let's do this together. Let's link arms and do this together. I've never done 31 days back to back. So this is going to be a fun, amazing challenge to do together and keep each other accountable. So if that is something that you want to do, again, the link in to apply is in the show notes below. So, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to do this with you, beautiful. And I am just so thankful and grateful for you to be here and tuning in every single week to the Wind Up Women podcast. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week.